As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am so incredibly excited for tonight.
I'm jealous of what you're doing tonight.
I'm getting in my car after the show, and I'm driving to a place I've never been, the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
To see the mighty four letters in which I grew up as a young boy. Air guitaring, banging my head to the best Australian band ever, and one of the most successful rock bands in the history of music, the mighty AC/DC.
I'm telling you, if they do not start the show with this song, if I was with you, I'd walk out. This is the perfect concert opening song for a concert ever, ever.
Well, I guarantee you they're going to play this. That's a good point.
God, it's
kinda,
so good.
I'm watching you bang your head right now, pump your fist. I kind of wish I was taking you with me. You know, I don't know what they're going to start the show with, but they might start the show at 3 p.m. since they're all like 90 years old now.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
all right, I'll
man.
I'll stop. I haven't seen
when I was a kid was the first time I saw AC/DC, and I'll never forget. I was in high school, and first of all, I was kind of shocked my parents let me go. I don't know why. I was new in town, and I didn't really know that many people. And I got this group of friends that I still hang out with to this day.
Okay.
That said, let's go see AC/DC, and I was like, yeah, I would love that. I hope my parents let me go, and they did, and I remember being afraid for a second because the sound was so loud. I felt it in my heart. I'm feeling this in my chest right now. Is that normal?
Yeah. Is that how you sounded as a young boy? Did you really? You
know? I felt this in my chest right now. Is this normal?
Am I having a heart attack?
I've got so many different feelings all over my body, but my chest is one of them right now. Yes. Okay, fine. So I never thought in a million years and all these years later I'd be going to AC/DC. Yes, they're old. Yes, they probably don't sound the way they did then. But who does, man? They still just pump out incredible music.
Yeah, I'm super jealous.
I'm so looking forward to this.
Good. I want a full report. A full report.
And I've never been to the Rose Bowl before. Yeah. So I'm stoked about that as well. I will give you a full report. Okay. Old guy rock.
It's so funny because that I was driving home one day and the radio and that song came on and I cranked it in my car on the way home. I called John and I was like, is there a better opening song for a concert ever than Thunderstruck by AC/DC? I think not.
It would be easy to go to setlist.com and pull up what they've been playing because I'm sure the set list doesn't vary too much.
Yeah.
They opened up their tour last week in Minneapolis. I think they had a show in Dallas, too. I don't want to, though.
Yeah.
I want to be surprised. There's nothing I love more about being at a concert when those lights go down and you have no idea about what you're going to see except you're there to see one of your favorite bands. You're excited and everyone's cheering and you're going crazy and you got goosebumps. So that's why I'm not going to ruin it with setlist.com. Okay. I want to be surprised.
I can't wait to hear about it on Monday.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them. Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.